Can I leave my room at all? How should my food and laundry be handled? And most importantly, how do I keep my family safe? In this video, we'll be answering your commonly asked questions about the home recovery program with tips from a medical professional as well as people who have been through it all.
A lot of times they focus more on packing their toiletries and their clothes and put in one room. I have encountered a few of my patients, they did not actually factor in whether they have sufficient chronic medication to last for the 10 days.
Other than planning for things you need for your 10 to 14 days of isolation, like masks, tissues and trash bags, you should also think of what to remove from your isolation room. For instance, if you usually share your room with a sibling or spouse, do you need to remove their clothes, toiletries or soft toys, etc.? Keeping the room as minimal as possible, so just the essential furniture like your bed, a table and chair for meals, will make it easier to disinfect later. The key thing to note is that you should try to minimize contact with everyone. For example, during meal times, you can use a table or chair outside your door for contactless delivery. Ask a family member to leave the food on the chair and knock on the door, or give you a call. Make sure they move away from the door, then put on your mask before you open the door.
It is best to have a separate utensils, separate drinking cups.
Or, as one person suggests, use disposables, even though it's probably not as eco-friendly. What about your trash? Just double bag it and leave it outside your door in the same contactless process. Just in reverse. It's a good idea for whoever is handling your trash and utensils to wear disposable gloves and to always wash their hands after. So now, let's talk about your dirty laundry.
According to a guideline, there's no need to separate the laundry. You collect the laundry from the infected individual and you put it in the washing machine without tossing or throwing it. The reason is this. There are three main modes of transmission for COVID-19. Number one is face-to-face contact. Number two is droplets, for example, mucus from nasal discharge or saliva. Number three is aerosolized droplets that can actually stay in the air for quite a while. If you actually toss or throw your laundry into the washing machine, that kind of act actually may disperse the virus into the environment.
While it's recommended that you isolate in a room with an attached bathroom, that might not be possible for everyone. If you are sharing a bathroom, you should observe these safety precautions. Always flush the toilet with the lid down. Sanitize and disinfect common touch points like the tap and basin. Air the toilet and keep it ventilated for at least 30 minutes before the next person uses it. So you might be thinking, hey, if I wear a mask and I stand far away enough, I can open a door and talk to my family. Well, experts say you really shouldn't be taking that risk, especially if you're living with family members with comorbidities.
Even if a mask on, we're not able to predict whether you might actually pass your infection to your family member. So just to play it safe, doors must be closed at all times. If you need to speak to your family member, use a phone or speak over the door.
According to the US FDA, there's no evidence that the virus can spread to humans from the skin, fur or hair of pets. Within Singapore, we haven't seen any cases of pets getting COVID-19 as of September, but cases have been reported in other countries. Bottom line is we should play safe and keep away from our pets. Again, you really shouldn't be leaving your room at all, even if it's just to hang out on your balcony. Remember, the third mode of transmission is aerosolized droplets, which are tiny droplets in the air.
So you can imagine that hang out at the balcony resting. So if you sneeze, you cough or you sing, so there'll be a large amount of virus dispersed into the air. Nobody has actually done studies whether these aerosolized droplets will spread to your neighbor who happens to be at the balcony next to you. But to play safe, to be socially responsible, please stay in your room at all times.
In the same vein, you also shouldn't be hanging out in communal spaces like the living room when no one's around or along your corridor watering your plants in the middle of the night. If you need non-medical help, you can call the Home Recovery Buddy Hotline or download the SG Assist app that will connect you with volunteers who can help you with your errands. Start a diary of symptoms to monitor your health. For example, are you having chills? Do you have a runny nose, cough, or sore throat? Items that might come in useful are a thermometer, an oximeter, and a blood pressure monitor. Those above the age of 50 are recommended to check their blood pressure. And these are the signs they are doing okay. If your temperature spikes, oxygen level falls, or blood pressure changes, seek medical help and call a telemedicine provider. You're automatically discharged after 10 days if you're vaccinated, 14 if you're not. However, if you're still feeling symptoms, you should definitely call a telemedicine doctor. So now it's time to disinfect your room. Here's Dr. Teo's advice.
So before you clean or disinfect your room, make sure you keep the room ventilated for 3 hours. And when you do cleaning, you use disinfectant to mop the floor. For the linens, all has to be washed.
Remember to wipe down all surfaces in the room as well. For shed items that are difficult to wash, like the mattress, sun and leave them aside for 3 days before your family starts using them again. That's because the virus can stay on surfaces like carpets, curtains, and cushions for 2 to 3 days. For more detailed instructions on how you can disinfect your home or a list of companies who can do it for you professionally, check out NEA's website. That's it from us. And if you have any tips about home recovery, feel free to leave them in the comments below. Thanks everyone. Do check out more videos from CNE Insider and don't forget to hit that subscribe button.